It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, December 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. At a town hall in Paonia on Friday, State Senator Carrie Donovan discussed the upcoming legislative session. KVNF's Laura Pomisano was there and brings us this report.
Donovan, whose district covers seven counties, including Delta, Gunnison, and Hinsdale, talked about bills she's planning to sponsor. First, the Democrat from Vail discussed tiny homes.
The state cannot tell communities that they have to have tiny homes, but what I can do is make sure that state law is permissive, meaning that it would allow tiny homes to exist if a community decided it was the right fit for them.
She says she's also considering a measure that would provide a tax credit for families supporting two sets of dependents, elderly parents and children.
We've seen middle-class wages they haven't recovered. The salaries have become stagnant. And we've seen, as the economy has grown, much of that growth has been in the upper levels of our economic scale. This middle-class tax relief bill would just try to acknowledge this circumstance where you're supporting two dependents above and below you and give you a tax credit to get a little bit more money in the budget at the end of the year.
Donovan says she's also working on bills related to broadband, economic assistance for struggling communities, and adding blaze pink to the safety colors hunters can wear. The Colorado legislative session starts January 13th. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Listen to the regional newscast this evening at 5:50 to hear an extended interview with State Senator Carrie Donovan. The U.S. Postal Service made an announcement last week that classified any advertisements for marijuana, even in states like Colorado, as unmailable. It started with a post office in Oregon, but now is national policy. It includes newspapers that run ads for recreational marijuana shops, meaning that local newspapers could lose advertising revenue. This is Beecher Threet, co-publisher of the Ouray County Plain Dealer.
We actually have a lot of dispensaries and grow operations in Ouray County. We also get some advertising from some of the Telluride dispensaries, but I wouldn't say that it's anything that would cause me alarm because, you know, 2 years ago we didn't have that advertising. So, and I rely on the Colorado Press Association attorney to guide us.
She says the Press Association has told her and other newspapers in the state not to worry. Post offices can't actually stop a publication from going out. They have to submit the suspected material to the proper authorities. Right now, enforcing federal marijuana law over state law is something that authorities are declining to do. According to the Citizen Telegram, the Garfield County Commissioners voted to approve oil and gas development within the Battlement Mesa residential area. The first phase includes 52 natural gas wells and 2.5 miles of pipeline. The commissioner's approval did come with more than 70 conditions intended to mitigate the impacts of operation. The city of Ouray just received the largest possible grant from the Department of Local Affairs for its hot springs pool renovation. The award comes a little over a month after voters backed the project on the ballot. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with City Administrator Patrick Rondinelli about the massive undertaking and the support it has.
So Ouray's hot spring pool, there were some items on November's ballot. How did that go for the town?
It went extremely well. Our voters approved two different ballot questions. One is related to the pool in that they approved a 1% sales tax increase with the additional revenue being earmarked for capital projects, half of which that additional money will be specifically tied to supporting the Hot Springs capital improvement project.
From what I understand, you also received a rather sizable grant.
Yes, the Department of Local Affairs has awarded us a $2 million grant received from energy impact funds that they have and distribute out to communities throughout Colorado. So we're extremely excited about that and greatly appreciate DOLA's support for that. $2 million was the maximum amount we could request, and they fully funded our project.
That's a lot of money. What's the total estimated cost of this renovation?
Yeah, it is a lot of money, and this is the biggest project the city has ever taken on. The total cost for this is $8.3 million, estimated at $8.3 million. So the $2 million from the Department of Local Affairs is really important, plus the city, through the actions of the voters, with that sales tax increase, is going to be contributing over $5.3 million through revenue bonds and other sources that we can contribute. And then we've also got other grants that we have applied for and will be continuing to pursue, such as through GOCO.
Over $8 million, that seems like a lot of money to spend on a swimming pool.
Yeah, it can seem like that for a lot of money, but just with the growing costs and the work that we're going to be doing on this, our hot springs pool is almost 100 years old, and over those 100 years, there have been improvements made, but a lot of them have quite honestly been more Band-Aids and fixing and addressing just specific issues as opposed to really fixing the problem as a whole. This is a major project, including the grounds all around the pool and paving the parking lot, so we're really excited about this because those improvements are going to be things that we've needed for years, or we've been hearing from the community and the public and patrons of the pool for a lot of years, and we're going to be able to do this all at one time.
That's a lot of effort. Why is this pool so important? Was the idea ever floated when the cost was starting to be calculated for this? Was the idea ever floated that the pool was totaled in effect, that the idea might be just to scrap it?
No. The hot springs pool is part of the city of Ouray's identity. It's one of those major aspects. As much as we're known as the Switzerland of America, we're also known with our hot springs pool. And as a community, it's extremely important to us. It's a facility that brings in over $1.4 million in revenue annually to the city, which helps us to maintain that facility, the Box Canyon Park, and some of our other facilities that we have here. So it's a major economic driver, too, for our Main Street. You talk to most of our Main Street businesses and our lodging community, they will tell you the hot springs pool is a major asset that we have here. So making these improvements, yeah, I mean, it's going to be expensive, but we definitely feel in the long run it's going to be cost-effective for us to do that now and really take our pool to that next level into the future.
With all these improvements planned, is there an idea when it'll be finished, when the ribbon-cutting ceremony will be?
Our goal is to be able to do the ribbon-cutting ceremony by July 4th in 2017, because that'll be the 90th anniversary of the opening of the pool. Hopefully we'll have at least the majority of the project done. There might be still some minor work that would need to be done, but the official ribbon-cutting we're shooting for is July 4th, 2017. Construction, we're hopeful we'll actually begin maybe some minor preliminary work this spring. We'll shut down construction for the busy summer season, but then right after Labor Day in 2016 is when the major construction will begin.
That was KVNF's Jake Ryan talking to Ouray City Administrator Patrick Rondinelli. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix.